4. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. And I can't help, even with this terrible toothache, but smile and get a rush out of it. Get your stuff and get out.
Pack
you're
it up.
Leaving.
Pack
yeah.
it up. Yes.
So we talked to one of the show that you actually have to do that to people sometimes. Tell them
yes.
to hurry up. You want to sell your house? Get out.
That's right, because we're selling real estate. So the more you pack up, the more they get to see of it.
All right. Well, you know, something that we have been doing this show, you've been doing it for a while. I've been moderating it for now. This is our seventh week. And I think you ought to take a little bit of an opportunity to talk about yourself. Tell people give them your resume. Give them your rundown.
Yes. I'll give them the Reader's Digest version.
Version. Okay.
But originally from Southern California, and I did 25 years as a law enforcement officer in Southern California, and I retired and took a year off to, as I tell people, to detox from police work so I can, just be friendlier and more approachable, if you will. And I was kind of bored after a few months off.
I can imagine that going from law enforcement to real estate is
At the beginning, you feel like you're on vacation, and then you realize, oh, God, this is permanent, and I was obviously still very young, so I got into my second passion, which was real estate. My parents were always wheeling and dealing real estate, commercial real estate, and my dad was a contractor, did some flipping, so it just seemed a good fit to get into to real estate. And was a top producer in California, and I moved out here, and after a year settling in, I got my real estate license here with Realty Executives, and now I work coast to coast. I work with Realty Executives in Southern California with Barbara Kerr, and now I have my office here at Beach and Kernan. So it's been a fun ride. And here I am with you now, Bill.
Absolutely. Well, I hope we can continue to expand on that. I had a question for you before you start the meat of your show. When someone this just happened with a friend of mine, he sold his house in North Branford, Connecticut, and the houses up there are extremely expensive for a regular 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch.
They're beautiful.
And he came to Florida, and the houses, you could get a bigger house for less money. And so now he's got an issue going on where he's got to find places to buy other houses to make up for taking the hit on capital gains. Do you have a lot of people that experience that?
I do. In fact, my broker was here from California just visiting. I took her back to the airport today, and she fell in love with Jacksonville. And so I showed her some property, and she's going to be moving some things around back at home with capital gains and whatnot and to invest. But absolutely, we deal with that, especially more so, I think, in the last few years with people doing flipping and things of that nature.
Right.
So from time to time, we deal with capital gains.
All right. Well, sorry for the sidetrack there, but I just wanted to see if that was a common
problem.
That
was very, very interesting.
A common problem.
Did you really intend to retire permanently after law enforcement? Was that the original idea?
It wasn't, but I wanted to take some time off. I did a lot of traveling. I love to scuba dive. So I did a lot of traveling.
Great.
Probably my last 5 years in law enforcement, since I had accumulated so much vacation time. Started, going out and going to Fiji and Hawaii and Bonaire and all these great places.
Mm-hmm.
And fell in love with Jacksonville, Florida. And I figure from here I can get anywhere to scuba dive.
But that's a great thing. As a real estate agent, you're passionate about the area you decided to relocate to.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people in your shoes, and this is one of the hot spots in the country.
Absolutely, AJ. And one of the things that I made my decision on, I actually saw Donald Trump out in L.A. Yeah, he was a speaker out there and talking about real estate. So I thought, well, let me go listen to this. And, you know, he's got several sites to him.
He's got a few properties in Florida, Mar-a-Lago.
Right. And, you know, he's got a few sides to him. And so I got to see the real estate side of him. And it was a fantastic speech he gave. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a shot and go for it. And I'm glad I did. You know, I absolutely love it. And
well, we're glad you did. And we're glad you landed right here on BOB.
Absolutely.
Yes. And today we have Jim. How are you, Jim? Introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I am back. This is Jim Schmidt from Loan Depot.
Yes, we're glad to have you back. We're very excited to have you back.
Great to
because
be here.
Not only are you one of our sponsors, which I appreciate.
Indeed, likewise.
But we're going to be talking about closing costs because a lot of people don't know, what are closing costs? Why do I have to have this? You know, about how much is, you know, the average closing cost going to cost me? And each county is a little bit different,
right?
You know, so we're going to be talking basically about Duval and mm-hmm. really Northeast Florida.
Yeah.
You know, you get down to Orlando and it's completely different. And it's sometimes
it's a monster.
Sometimes when we have people relocate up here, they're going, wait, I don't pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Duval. So,
that's right.
It's a lot different. And even from people that come from other states, a lot of times it's different. You know, they're going, the other side's supposed to pay that. And here it doesn't. It doesn't matter. You know, even if you go to California, it's from state to state, it could be different. And from county to county, it could be different.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
We're going to talk basically about Northeast Florida and talk about closing costs today.
Love it. We're excited. Excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Jim.
Well, my name, again, is Jim Schmidt. I'm originally from the Philadelphia area, since you're mentioning where you were from. Born and raised there, the youngest of seven siblings. Mom and dad up in Carolina. I was in the golf business, almost like you, in a little different field, much different field, for nearly 18 years. I taught people how to hit a little white ball into a little white hole for a long time, and much like you, just needed to change and somehow landed myself in the field of the mortgage business since 2007. It's been a boot camp for about 12 years now, but it has been a very fruitful career change for me. And much like you, it's an amazing feeling to work in an industry where truly everybody that you see, everywhere you turn, everyone that you talk to is involved in some type of residency, whether they're renting and going to be a homeowner or buying a house. And it's just, it's fun
Correct.
To be part of that journey for the customers.
Yes. And so we're going to have a lot of information for people. So we want you to stay tuned. We want you to call. We want you to call in and ask your real estate questions. We don't know everything, but
we have answers.
We have answers.
We're
and if we,
find them.
If we don't, we're going to find it for you. So we want you to call at
904-222-8255. Hey, before we go, we got a little bit of time, maybe a minute or
no,
so.
No, we do.
What about your website and your Facebook followers and all the stuff that you got
That's
going
right.
On?
You know, I've got Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on Facebook. I would love you all out there to go to my Facebook page and like it and follow it. We have a lot of information on there that I think you will like.
Go ahead. Tell everybody about your followers. I know
yes,
you're
I
anxious to do
that. Yes, I have over 10,000 followers, and which is not enough for me. I want
you
more.
You want more?
I want more.
Feed me, Seymour.
And so what I'm hoping today is that the audience out there has figured out why we call it Rapid Fire Real Estate. The rapid fire comes from my law enforcement background.
Ah.
Yes. So we try to combine both with the title. And hence, we came up with Rapid Fire Real Estate.
That's perfect. And hopefully, you'll be rapid fire selling homes here in the North
Absolutely.
Florida
area. Absolutely. We're all about that.
All right. Well, you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate on The Last Word today. The Last Word today being Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, but we'll be right back. You're listening to The Last Word on WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Anita's in the studio ready to take your calls. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Anita, back to you.
Yes, and I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. Jim, tell us about what are closing costs?
Well, unfortunately, they are a part of the process that we know as buying a home or even refinancing. But since we are dealing with the purchase side these days, the closing costs are the side that is separate from a down payment. You know, each loan program, whether it be a VA loan, which doesn't have anything as far as a down payment, most of the programs have the down payment. But then you have the flip side, which is the closing costs. There are customary fees that are part of the closing costs that are paid by the seller. Part of the transaction, but there are also parts of the fees that are from the lender. There are parts of the fees that are covered by the state or the county, as you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
Yep. You have escrow, which is your taxes and your insurance. So there's a multiple layering position on what we call in our industry a loan estimate. That's something that a customer receives that breaks down all the fees that are associated in what we lump together as closing costs.
Okay, so on the buyer side, let's say that I am a new buyer.
Mm-hmm.
What is the average cost, or is there a percentage maybe on what they're going to have to pay for closing costs?
That's a great question. As an industry, as a loan officer, in the years that I've been doing this now, I think a lot of mortgage professionals or consultants will say somewhere between 2% and 4% is a good figure. So if we just use the simple math of a $200,000 loan,
sure,
you can anticipate somewhere between maybe $4,000 to $6,000 in closing costs.
And can they ask the seller to contribute towards that?
Yeah, you know, in fact, it's a part of the process that I think a lot of buyers, especially your first-time home buyers or those that maybe haven't done it for a while, just not seasoned, they get a little bit scared away of thinking about closing costs. But as an individual who is going through that negotiating process, yeah, seller can certainly contribute to that. So in many cases, the thought process of having to come to the table with $2,000 or $4,000 or $6,000 may not really be of an issue if the seller is willing to contribute towards that.
Correct. And, you know, what I like to tell my buyers is that, you know, that money does belong to the seller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of his hard earning sweat and that equity. So I try to be very conservative with that. I mean, we still ask for it. A lot of times it's for more so for our first time buyers.
Right.
And sometimes it's, you know, let's say it's like 3.5%. Sometimes that could be a lot of money. You know, it could be, like you said, it could be up to like $10,000. And, you know, I tell them we're not going to ask them for $10,000 back.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, you know, we'll ask for $3,000 back or whatnot. But we need to, you know, educate our buyers to make sure that they've got skin in the game.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you have to have some money saved up.
Yep.
And I love Dave Ramsey, and I love his book, Total Money Makeover.
Just downloaded it, by the way. Thank
did
you.
Did you? I told you about
yes,
it. That's
I
right.
Did.
How good
yes,
for
I
you.
Did.
It is such a great book.
Oh, it's awesome
it's,
so far.
You know, to read for anybody, not just first-time buyers, for absolutely everybody out there. And it's just a good, simple read. It's a short read. And it helps you just, you know, how to save money.
Yeah.
You know, how to cut things out that we think that we can't do without. It's interesting with that because I just turned off my cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had cable my entire life. And I turned it off. I'm giving it a try. I'm
Did
giving
you
it,
get
we'll check
a
back
replacement antenna?
No, I have nothing.
I get 56 channels of all the TV that I want free of charge with a $9 Walmart antenna.
That's
yeah,
right.
Maybe
have,
I'll go over
to Walmart.
You
have a lot of channels over the air. They're free. You don't have to pay for television in our country, but a lot of folks grew up on cable think you have to pay $200 or $300 a month to have television. That's
I know. Everybody tells me there's so many other ways to do it.
Oh, you get all the local stations, and every broadcast over the air is automatically in HD. So you get
the main
all,
channel. Now, there are sub-channels. I actually like Channel 4. Has two other sub-channels. Channel 12 has two other channels. One of them is a justice channel you might be interested in.
And, yes, of course.
Right. And then they have, there's Antenna TV, MeTV. These are all sub-channels on the main channels.
But, and you know what I watch the most is the ID channel, the investigative channel.
Sure, sure.
So that's the one I'm missing the most, believe it or not. But, you know, you just have to train yourself to do these things. So I've been without for a week and a half now. And,
you're not suicidal.
No
jitters.
Yeah, I have no jitters. You know, I haven't taken up other bad habits, you know. So far it's working okay. But it's those kind of things that you have to cut out sometimes to save a couple $100 a month and actually put that away and kind of buy a house a little bit. I don't want to say the old-fashioned way, but you have to have some money in the bank.
You know, it's funny because when we pre-qualify individuals, pre-approve individuals, we don't ever like to overpromise and underdeliver. Certainly, I know that I can speak on behalf. That's how I approach it. Because if you set them up for, by the way, just go ask the seller to cover the closing costs. And to your point, they've worked hard, put in their blood, sweat, and tears in the house. Not necessarily is it right or fair for them to do that. So because of that, it's even best for us to pre-qualify individuals, knowing what they have, set themselves up for success that, like you say, if it's the old-fashioned way, getting, you know, your own skin in the game, a lot of times even for the loan process and programs, it can honestly work out better anyways.
Yeah, I agree. And there's so many things, you know, we don't realize. This is a great time of year to take inventory of our expenses because of taxes coming up. So this is really a fantastic time to sit down and go through what you spend and see what you can, you know. I'm always amazed at the end of the year when I sit down and go through how many times I eat out. It's like, Lord, you know, in our business, as you know, we're going to mixers, you know, we're going to mingle, and, you know, and so much money goes out. And when you add that all up at the end of the year, it's really scary.
For a lot of people, it's a down payment, like you say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So a lot of times it's just curving what we spend.
Yeah.
If you go out on a date, or if you go out, you know, with your husband and wife, maybe sharing a meal, you know, it seems trivial, but at the end, it adds up.
Absolutely.
And again, it's tax season, so
good time.
I challenge anybody out there, and you can call in the near future here and let me know what the results are when you add up these certain things to see what it is.
Probably for 30 days, right? I mean, you'd be surprised even
in even 30-day
window.
Sure. and just look at that number. And I'm always surprised at the end of the year, you know, where different money's going. And then I try to adjust. And so I'm trying to adjust without my cable. And so I'm doing a lot of reading,
back on that to see how
which
that
is awesome. I'm doing a lot of reading, so that's a good thing.
Yes, indeed.
But let's stick with a buyer. They're going to have an application fee, appraisal, attorney fees, courier fees. They seem, the closing table always seems to add that in.
That's the bird that flies in and drops off the key, I think.
Exactly. And credit report.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the typical cost for a credit report and or an appraisal?
We'll start with the appraisal. Most government is about $450. Conventional mortgages are $475. They can vary from lender to lender. So therefore, I would say $450 to $550 is a good rule of thumb for a primary residence. You get into investment properties just due to additional reports. You get into the $550, $600 range. As far as the credit reports, $13 to $19. Not a very expensive cost for that, but it is part of the process to make sure that you have the ability to repay and qualify for the mortgage.
And then sometimes, you know, a buyer puts in an offer and there is a homeowners association. And a lot of people don't realize that there are transfer fees. They're not that expensive, but, you know, again, everything adds up at the end of the day. And those are usually, what, about $150?
Yeah, $150, $250. I personally tend to pad it by like an extra $100 because you never know what those fees are. And if you see that on the contract right away, that's something that you want to make sure that you're accounting for so they don't get caught by surprise for those little ancillary charges.
Is there any difference between closing costs from like an FHA loan to a conventional loan?
No. You brought up a good topic of an application fee. Most lenders nowadays charge what's called processing and underwriting fee. Not many really do an application fee, but there are some that do charge that. But pretty much across the board, they are a flat fee, no matter what loan it is, until you get into some bond programs or down payment assistance. Then there's some different fees that go on the upfront side.
Very good. Well, we definitely want people to call in to ask Jim. Let's put him in the hot seat.
Oh my gosh.
Come up with a great game since you're a golfer and challenge your buyer and you know, say that if they can beat you, that you'll contribute towards your closing costs.
I'm not sure RESPA or the government like that, but
So you see, this appearance is going to cost you something.
Or maybe
today.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Because that would be kind of a funny bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do the hole in one and see who can do it. And
I will have to start practicing more.
And maybe I'll contribute $500 towards their closing costs.
There you go.
Give us a call at 904-222-8255.
You're listening to Anita Heil. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate on The Last Word today. And like she said, the phone lines are open. 904-222-8255. I'm going to catch this now in the future. I'm gonna fill in those last four digits.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to step away for just a couple minutes. If you'd like to reach Anita and talk to her or Jim today, the phone lines are open. And we really would like for you to call. Your questions are important to Anita, and she has the answers for you. We're going to step away for just a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB. With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A spokeswoman for President Trump's re-election campaign is dismissing Michael Cohen's testimony as coming from a felon and convicted liar. Kayleigh McEnany says in a statement Wednesday that Cohen is offering what he says is evidence, but the only support for that is his own testimony. Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, is appearing before the House Oversight and Reform Committee. The Pentagon has spent nearly $8 million to treat more than 1,500 transgender troops since 2016, when the Obama administration changed the policy to allow them to serve openly. The data from the Defense Department was given to the House Armed Services Committee ahead of a hearing Wednesday in which transgender service members are scheduled to testify before members of Congress for the first time. On Wall Street, a mixed day, as the Dow was down by 73 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P declined 2, oil up to $56.94 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Daddy, I thought you were going to take me to the park.
I will, baby. I just have to get the grass cut first. Why won't you start?
Daddy, it's getting dark outside.
I'm sorry. We'll go to the park another time. Men, don't let this happen to you. Your family depends on you to spend time with them, which means you need power equipment you can depend on. And nothing is as dependable as a Gravely. Gravely has been in the business of giving weekends back ever since Benjamin Gravely patented his motor plow in 1916. That's over 100 years of business. Gravely has the most comprehensive line of mowers on the market, from the economical and compact ZT series to the industrial strength ProTurn series. Gravely is guaranteed to have the right model to fit your needs. Come see the full line of Gravely mowers and job site vehicles at Jacksonville's newest Gravely preferred dealer, Tools for a Time. And mark your calendars for our annual Demo Day sale, Saturday, March 9th, where you can test drive and save on the last mower you'll ever need, a Gravely at Tools for a Time.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is a disabled vehicle on I-95 southbound beyond the exit at San Marco Boulevard. Also a disabled truck on the East Beltway 295 northbound before Bay Meadows Road. And congestion on the East Beltway 295 northbound from the ramp at State Road 9B to the exit at Beach Boulevard. Cloudy with showers tonight, low 58. Thursday, more showers, possible thunderstorms, high 74.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Anita Hiles from Rapid Fire Real Estate. She's catching me on this phone number. So it's, what is it? 904-222-8255. There you go. Anita's back in the studio. Phone lines are open. Please give us a call with your real estate questions. We're anxious to hear from you.
And AJ, our top producer over there, he is cramping my sunshine.
What did I
Plus
do?
What thunderstorms.
What did I do? Yeah, we got some thunderstorms on the way.
Lord.
By tomorrow, maybe. And a few showers going to be
and supposedly a
through
cold
this
front
afternoon.
For next
by,
week.
By next week. You yeah. know, because mm-hmm. even though we get into March, it's going to be coming in like a lion, even here in North Florida.
Yes.
It now that they
does.
Changed the players to the to March.
Well, it's going to cool, right? It's going to cool out now. It's going to so cool warm off. Next week yeah. after that, yeah.
I'll tell you, I have a little story. One of the properties that I've been sharing week after week. It was a good kind of investor or first-time buyer, somebody who wanted to rent it out. I believe it was $127,000. It was on Eve. Well, it's been on the market a long time, and the inside had, you know, we kept trying to get the owner to do something with the flooring, you know, and there because
spruce it up.
Spruce it up just a little bit. And he did. He did. He fixed out the outside, did some great landscaping to make it appealing. Mm-hmm. And it had a lot of showings, but people have a tough time getting past the fact that every room has a different type of flooring. And so, you know, it was a small house, so it wasn't going to cost them a great deal of money. And he did it himself. He is very handy. He does a good job. Well, here we go. We've had offers on this property, but they were very low.
Wow.
And he changed the flooring this weekend to everything matching.
So now
it
everything's uniform.
Nice.
Right?
Everything's uniform, and it makes it look so much, whole different look on
much
the interior.
More presentable that way.
And I'll tell you, we got a full price offer. So compared to the last offer, we got almost $10,000 more for him.
Nice.
And it didn't
Maybe this isn't a figure. I was going to go down the road. AJ's going down. It didn't cost $10,000
absolutely
for him
not.
To do it.
Mm-mm.
So right
not
off the bat,
close.
There's a testimonial for why it's important to do some fix-ups, spend a little money,
sure.
come off the wallet, and you
pack
get
your
it
stuff.
Pack your stuff. You get it back in the long run.
Especially since
really
he's a handy
do.
Guy, so he was able to
yeah,
get the materials,
the labor,
and
yes.
get some sweat into it, and
yes,
fix it.
And you know, and if it did not, you know, I'm always amazed, you know, when people do listen to us as realtors. So it doesn't happen all the time. And here was an example of he did it. It's like, okay, we've done everything we could think of, the open houses. We've talked about it on the radio show. I've had it on Channel 4. You know, we've done all these things, the marketing. We've had it on the newspaper, social media. It's like, you need to help us out a little bit here. And he was right at it. He was
and
going,
of
let's
course
do it.
He came back to you after he scored this $10,000 extra on his sale price and said, Anita, you know, I owe you so much here, you know. Did he at
well,
least say thank
you? Well, we don't expect that. You know, we get so excited when that happens, you know, for our sellers. We get so excited for them.
Would you rather sell a problem home than a turnkey? Is it like a sense of accomplishment?
Oh, of course.
A win?
Of course. You know, when we have that one that, you know, is that tough one. And, you know, we know if we put a little sweat into it or whatnot. And trust me, I've been out there planting flowers and doing that kind of thing, you know, just to make it work. And it's always, always rewarding when that happens. So we're always excited for our sellers because our job is to get them as much money as possible to put in their pocket. And that's what our job is. And so we at Realty Executive Oceanside really try to do that for our sellers and make it look good so it appraises accordingly.
Real estate's gotten a bad rap in the last few decades because everybody thinks that the real estate agent just shows up and turns the key in the door and opens and you walk
poof.
In and poof,
yeah,
everything gets done. But it's there's paperwork,
you know,
there's nightmares, there's headaches.
Well, there's
Lord.
Probably some real estate agents like that, but something tells right. me Anita's nowhere near like that.
No, and I'll tell you, a lot of people think, you know, they see HGTV and they think, you know, this job is easy. We just unlock doors. We look good. And, you know, boom, here we are. It's under contract. And I can't tell you how much more and how much that is not the truth to it. Most deals are difficult. Not everybody is friendly. And there's times where we have those clients that know more than we do. And the sad part about it is, you know, we try our best to still put our best foot forward for them. But when they're constantly fighting us and then they end up like losing their binder, well, you know what? It's because you were in charge of your own, you weren't listening.
Right.
And that's always something happens in those situations. And it upsets me because they're most likely going to lose their binder, you know, because they're a little hard-headed. They want to do it their own way on their own timeline. And
why do they contact a professional when they think they know more?
I know. It's like
sounds counterintuitive.
I'm dealing with a very difficult case right now, and it's.
Do you tell the seller, I'm showing this house this week. Don't come by. don't pop in when I've got people there looking at your home.
Oh yeah, we don't want them there. No, of course not. And you know, a lot of times for people, it's hard to see people going, you know, opening their cabinets and, you know, because everybody's going to do that. They want to know how big the pantry is, mm-hmm. you know, and so, you know, how big the closets are. And for some, even myself, I don't want to see people doing that.
It's a little unnerving, but that's part yes. of the process.
Yeah. You know, exactly. But I don't need to be there as the homeowner. And so that's why we're there for them. And so they don't have to.
And you're a trusted individual. I mean, the real estate agent is not going to let a prospective buyer pull out a drawer and see all the jewelry and say, oh, hey, you know, they left this behind when they put the house up for sale.
Well, no. So no, not at all. No, we accompany, we give them the tour. And I could tell you that in all my years, I've never had that happen.
Yeah, I didn't imagine it. You just shoot them.
And, you know, and I could say that, I could say that probably for the majority of realtors out there. And that's what's great about it's everywhere. You know, we're required to be a member of our association. And part of that reason is because there's rules and guidelines. And part of that is that we have lockboxes. And people wonder, what is this lockbox? Well, everything is digital. And so we know when people enter your property, who enters your property, which realtor it is, because it tells us all that information. And it also tells us when they leave.
Gone are the days of a little metal box with a key
inside. It's not a lock anymore, right?
So, you know, it tells us everything these days, and which is kind of nice. It gives, you know, clients out there and our audience out there, you know, make sure they have a lockbox and not a combo lockbox. There's always exceptions. You know, sometimes we have, you know, a contractor maybe going in to do repairs and we put that in. That's different, but it's so important, you know, for safety that we know who's going in and out of your home. And
I'm hearing stuff on the news that realtors in the North Florida area are getting 2, 3, 4 sometimes offers above asking.
That's correct. In fact, right now, the market is pretty hot. I don't know what happened, what light switch got turned on, but we are appreciating it. And I'm sure Jim is appreciating it.
I can tell you, but this isn't a political show, but I can tell you what light switch got turned on.
Yeah, I can probably too.
Yeah.
But what is awesome about that is we're getting multiple offers. And in fact, we have a house right now that's been on the market probably, I think I have it with me, 4 days. And we probably have right now at least 5 offers on it.
Wow.
So we at least have 5 offers on it.
5 offers in 4 days?
Yes.
It must have been a real showroom ready.
Mm-hmm.
It was really
Of course it was.
Really a nice property.
And then, of course, with the organization that you work with, they're able to funnel people from other parts of the country that may be moving to North Florida. And so you're getting hits
absolutely.
All the time.
In fact, we have a client coming in right now from Missouri, so that we're going to be helping out finding some property in Palm Coast. So, we deal with a lot of out-of-state, especially this time of year. You know, our snowbirds, we want them to come. It's miserable right now in
snow up north, right?
Yeah.
Keep snowing up north. Brings
I saw
down.
A picture that somebody, I don't even know where, but they opened their door and it's just, the imprint of the door. It's just all packed with snow.
The drift has just
packed
up.
And I have no concept of what that's like, and nor will I ever. But
you didn't grow up. You didn't grow up near the Canadian border like some of us did.
No, exactly.
My mom up in Buffalo. It was
Buffalo,
the top of the door.
Yeah, Buffalo in the wintertime. Forget about it.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. I don't even know what I would do in that. But we're grateful that they're coming to Jacksonville. And we have, of course, we know a lot of New Yorkers are coming right now. So we're blessed.
Absolutely.
We are blessed.
We're going to be blessed with another segment of your show in just a couple of minutes. The time is flying by.
It always does.
If you'd like to call in, you can. 904-222-8255. Reach Anita here on the air, and she will, when she gets back, top of the hour, tell you how to reach her off the air. But we're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We certainly hope you'll join us when we get back.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. Welcome back to The Last Word. Today, The Last Word is in real estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate and Anita Hiles. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. And Anita's going to tell you how you can reach her off the air.
That's right. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always also reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And that's a 904 area code.
And I bet they would make you really, really happy if they went on your Facebook page and liked you over 10,000.
Like me, please. Yes, I absolutely love doing this, and I love my audience.
You're
out
liked
there.
A lot already.
Yeah, 10,000 plus.
I know, and
after
I need
10,000 doesn't go to like love or huge admiration or something.
I was expecting Facebook to do something like, you know, maybe confetti dropping.
Right.
I got nothing.
Amazon balloon deliver it to your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazon gives you something if you sell so much product. YouTube, if you have 1 million views on your YouTube channel, they send you a framed plaque with the little YouTube logo.
Well, there you go.
There you go. You got to get that.
I'm going to come out with a dance video soon.
All right.
Seriously, I'm not kidding.
Maybe you can do it like this.
Oh, that's right. Hot, hot, hot. Time for our hot properties today. We've got some fantastic deals. We have a condominium here at 7701 Timberland Park Boulevard, and it is unit 1013. It's near the Southside Boulevard and Gate area. It's only $119,000. It is 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 1,248 square feet. What a deal. That's only $119,000.
I used to live right near there. Those are nice.
Yeah, yeah. Those are nice. Yep. This particular condo is on the second floor. So that is a good deal, and that is listed by our David Youngblood. We just love David. He does a fantastic job. We are also selling Jenny Oak, 12183 Jenny Oak Court. And that is right off of, it's near Dunn Creek Point Subdivision. And that is at the 32218 zip code. That is going for $259,000. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2,512 square feet, built in 07. It is in great condition. It's a 2-story with a bonus room, and only for $259,000.
Man cave.
It is. Man cave upstairs.
I like it.
That's right. We need a she shed, though, in the back, just to make it fair. Yeah,
absolutely.
And we have... one in Flagler County in Palm Coast at 67 Island Estates Parkway. This is a gem. It is $1.186 million. It is a 6-bedroom, 4 bathrooms, 4,122 square feet. And that would be probably right off of Palm Coast Parkway East. And that is... an absolute beautiful home. It has a boat lift and a jet ski lift, so and not far from the ocean. It actually has a private ocean beach access.
Ooh.
So this is the house right here. And we have, of course, much more. You just need to give me a call at 904-290-1552. I would love to be of service to you. We are always looking for more listings. And more buyers out there. And we always have deals for you. So feel free to give me a call and find out what those are. And Jim, anything more about closing costs? There's so much involved. And so any last words?
Well, I think the main thing is that I would say when going through the process is that when you're working with a licensed loan originator, that you... get the transparency of what those fees are. It's so important just to have the accurate numbers. Again, set yourself up for success.
Do your homework.
Do your homework. Yeah. It can be an intimidating process if you don't have the bond, you don't have the connection, you don't have the relationship with like any agent working with the right people. So make sure you're doing your homework. Understand the fees, know your budget, as you mentioned.
Yes,
that really, really just paves the way, makes the experience that much more memorable and achievable. I mean, that's the main thing.
And we want people to come on in, you know, even if you're not sure if you can, you know, buy right now, you want to come in and talk to us. We will, I mean, Jim will look it up and, and do his homework and see if you can buy right now. And if you can't, we will tell you what needs to be done so we can get you in a home, hopefully maybe in 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, 1 year, whatever it's going to take.
Right.
But unless you come in, you won't know. So take that leap, especially it's tax season. We end up having an increase with buyers because they get their tax return. So if you're not sure, this is the time to come in and ask those questions.
It is. And they're simple questions. Yeah. It's a 15-20 minute process in most cases.
And it costs you nothing.
Nothing. It's free. And, and to know what is in the horizon of owning your very first home or perhaps getting a second home or investment, why not do it?
Yeah, and a lot of buyers out there don't realize that it doesn't cost you anything to come in and ask these questions.
Part of us helping out.
The seller always pays the commission. So come in and ask.
Yeah.
The sellers want us to bring you in and so we want to make sure that you're qualified and that you're not going to be mortgage poor.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, we look at all those things. We want you to be a successful homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you meet with us, we're going to go through the buying process with you. And Jim's going to go through the lending process and explain all the closing costs, what exactly they are, what does it mean, and how much you need to bring to the table. Maybe what we can ask for a little bit, but it's important to have that skin in the game.
Yeah.
What a binder is.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You have to put down a good faith deposit down. All those things are important, but instead of going, I need a house this weekend.
And I'll start now. It's Friday.
Yes, exactly, which we could do that too.
Yeah.
But it's important for us to sit down and not rush you through the process, you know, and we can determine if you're 30 days out, 60, 90 days out, or 120 days, or perhaps maybe 6 months to a year out. And so we're going to help you and guide you through that process if it's this year or next year.
Absolutely.
So
a lot of times it's just getting rid of all the myths, you know, that are out there and
exactly.
What holds them back. But yet it's really a reality a lot closer than what they think.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we have some great listeners out there. We're working with, and he said it's okay for me to say his name out there, but Mr. Met, you know, we're just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we're working with Mr. Met. We got him on the show
yep.
the last time you were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are working with him. And we're probably maybe about a few months out
yep.
in getting him situated. But it was great to meet with him and go over the buying process.
Right.
And we're taking little baby steps with it. But hopefully, you know, within the next, you know, within 4 months,
yeah.
we'll have him in his home that he wants. And so
he did the perfect steps, which is just making that initial call, understanding the information of where his job was, where his assets were, what type of product he's looking for.
Correct.
Renovation loans. And that just even a half hour of time that we probably spent at least paved the way of understanding what the steps are.
Correct.
He's already set up for success.
We know exactly what he needs to do, and
yep.
and we're helping him along with that, and hopefully, and we'll keep the audience in tune about
yep.
you know, because he's
share
one of our audience
story.
Out there, and
mm-hmm.
to say, you know, we'll definitely let everybody know when he gets the keys.
It's gonna happen,
and stuff. I'm actually very excited for him. He is such a nice person,
oh, yeah.
and stuff. And I took him out and about. We went and drove around for a little bit to figure out kind of what area he's looking
to gauge. Yeah,
yeah, looking for so. That way, when we're ready to really hit the pavement hard, we know exactly where he wants to
awesome.
To purchase. And so hopefully in the next 4 months, we'll have him under contract.
New homeowner. We love it.
Yes, absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So
what do you got? You got to, we're rapidly running out of time on Rapid Fire Real Estate, but
correct.
You've got to tease the people up for next week's Wednesday show.
Next week, I have some good people coming on. It's a big secret,
oh.
but I'll tell you what, you don't want to miss. You definitely want to tune in.
Set the clocks on your phone.
I always like surprises, but we have some good people coming up here in the next few weeks. Extremely excited for our audience. And you need to tune in. We start off the morning, right, with Ed Dean.
Yeah,
right.
He's the Superman of morning radio.
He is the man. We love Ed Dean. And then, of course, you have me on Wednesday afternoon. And so you want to stay tuned every week. We appreciate you.
All right. You've been listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate on The Last Word. Today, The Last Word has been with Anita Hiles in Rapid Fire Real Estate. You can reach us back here again next Wednesday starting at 5 o'clock, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for this week. Tune in next week for those special guests she's got lined up. We'll see you next Wednesday for The Last Word.